Hi everyone, and welcome to the Charmed Podcast. My name is Thomas and I am one huge Charmed fan, which is why I am bringing you all things Charmed together with my friends. Each week I am talking with a different guest about a different topic. We will talk episodes, storylines, which we may or may not have liked, all about the actresses, the actors, their characters, and of course, if you're lucky, some behind the scenes info. Please let me know if you have any suggestions or feedback on how to make this podcast just as magical as the show was. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook as Podcast Charmed. Hey everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Charmed Podcast. We've missed a week, but I'm sure I will make up with all of you on this episode. I will take you to the final two episodes of the series Kill Billy Volume 2 and Forever Charmed. Kill Billy Volume 2 aired on May 14th, 2006 on the WB and was the second to last episode of the series. The episode contains a few final things happening. To name a few, it was the final episode of Rebecca Balding, who portrayed Elise Roadman, Phoebe's boss on the Bay Mirror, and played also Aunt Jackie in the season 1 episode The Fourth Sister. It's also the final episode where the three sisters chant a spell together on screen, and also the final episode to show shots of San Francisco after the opening credits. Forever Charmed aired a week later on May 21st in 2006 on the WB and is, unfortunately, the final episode of the entire series. This episode was directed by James L. Conway. The series finale earned 4.5 million viewers on original airing, which was the highest rating for that season. The original title for the final episode was going to be A Farewell to Charmed, and this episode was filmed before Kill Billy Volume 2 due to the manor being destroyed in that episode. This week, I am joined by someone which I'm extremely happy he wanted to join me. He's also quite the Charmed Wikipedia page, so you guys be prepared. This is going to be some amazing episode. Welcome, Kevin Gatzelinski.
You did it. Well, yay, thank you for having me. It's
yay.
Exciting. It's very exciting. Mark Charmed with, you know.
Of course, I know, right? It's you guys, you should see the room he is in. Like, he actually has the manor behind him, and I'm so fucking jealous I can't.
Yeah, they're very hard to come by. They really are. And so
I saw someone, I think it was on Facebook, where they vaulted, if you will, the manor, like,
oh, like the paper thing.
Yes, like it looked like crap what the person did. The thing looks great if you actually do it right, but this was just pure crap. But I was like, I want that. Ooh, you have that book from season 2, where the animal spell is in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in there. I have a P3N sign over there too,
of course.
I can light it up.
Oh yeah, I see it. Oh, that's cool. He's gonna light it up, you guys.
Right. I don't know if you can see it, but
I can see it. Is that, I know where that is from, by the way, which I don't
it's
know.
It's there,
can,
it's lit up.
Yeah, I don't know if I can say where it's from.
It's hard to see with the different computer, but
you have so many stuff.
I know I have a lot of stuff.
This is so. You even have a unicorn. The unicorn
as the two baby Halliwell from L,
right? As from L, yes. España, at least that's what the page stop. Oh, yeah, I didn't know you had the Book of Shadows. Of course I did. So I was thinking back on how we connected, like how we connected, and I remember we had a conversation. I don't know where it was. I believe it was on either Facebook or Instagram, that because we both do theater, like you do it a little bit more professional than that I do. Like I just do community theater, but that's something we clicked on and it was fun. Like we showed stuff like what we did, not that you can actually understand what I was saying, but you could, you know, saw what I was doing.
Sure. Right. And I sent you some videos, I think, of me or something, pictures maybe.
Pictures and some of you singing, which you have an amazing voice, and also
thank you,
which I can't believe I forgot, but you guys, he has a podcast too, which is all about the Charmed books,
right?
Which is amazing. It's really fun to listen to. Like, you know so much stuff. It's insane.
Well, thank you.
It's insane. Like, even you, after some of my episodes, you like, you message me, you're like, okay, but you know that they did this and this. Like, for example, the last episode I did was for All Hell Breaks Loose, and I said something about Dr. Griffith's hair.
Oh yeah.
And then you messaged me like, okay, but that's because, you know, it was some fun, like he did that for an interview and it's not that they messed up, but so yeah,
it was a joke they were going for. It. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I like to share, you know, and I think I've learned some things too. Just I try to listen to as many Charmed podcasts as I can, so I listen to just about every one of them. And so I'm always picking up things too that I maybe have not learned new. Because you said something, there's something you said on one of yours that I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I don't remember what it was though.
Like, because we're going to talk about this episode, so it's going to come up. But I didn't know for a fact, like Janine said that in the episode she was on, that they actually blew up the house. Like,
oh,
for real on set. Like, and that was the last time that they actually allowed on, I think it was Paramount, where they could actually blow stuff up, because right. Like it damaged sets around it because of the blow up. And I was like,
and it's a fairly large set.
That. I know, but I was like, I didn't know that happened. So thank you, Janine, once again. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So these are my favorite, one of my two favorite episodes. I don't know how it is for you, but these are my favorite. Kill Billy Volume 2 and Forever Charmed are my favorite.
Of the whole series?
Well, I don't know.
It's hard. I know.
It's hard. Like what I talked about with Janine is that I have multiple favorite episodes depending on the mood I'm in. Like, you know, you have like four action-packed episodes, and Kill Billy is definitely action-packed with a lot of explosions, sure. A lot of magic, blah, blah, blah. So that's why it's a favorite. And Forever Charmed is just a favorite because it's the final episodes. And I don't know, it always makes me cry.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we have... I'm glad we got this finale, because if we ended with the season 7 finale, I would have been disappointed, I think. Just because, sure. Like, yeah, season 7 is a good finale. It's a good episode. It would have been really painful for it to end that way.
Definitely, yes. Although I did like it that they... brought up so many memories like Quake and you know, Phoebe being a banshee and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. That's something I missed in Forever Charmed. I mean, they went back in time, like mom was back, Grams was back, blah blah blah, but I missed stuff from earlier episodes.
There wasn't a lot of flashbacks or a lot of references to things that happened
right
in previously. So that, yeah, that is true. It's more of Forever Charmed is more of like a fan service, like, hey, everybody's here, the whole family, the gang's all back together.
Except for Prue. But
except
for
Prue.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole other thing, because it's unfortunate.
That's an all other episode. Yeah. Talk about why Prue never appeared again.
But it does piss me off though, because every time, you know, Patty's the only one that seems to have any concern for Prue. She's like, where's Prue? And Piper just goes, oh mom. Oh mom. I'm like, really? That's all we get?
Yeah. That was a little, yeah. Although I like the picture of the three sisters at the end, like when we have the photo collage and then you see the three, like Piper, Phoebe, and Paige. That's something I was like, okay, if you did that, you could have used at least the photo from, you know, the pilot. Like, you could have used that. Which you have it, of course. I have it too.
You know, you have the wiggly one?
No, that one I don't have. It even looks like the frame from the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a pretty cool looking frame.
That's cool. Not that you guys can see it, but it's actually cool. You even have Buddha staff, I can see.
Yeah, I do have that. I have so much stuff.
I thought I had a lot of stuff, but yeah.
I have custom dolls.
I don't have. I only have the regular action figures.
Oh, the action figures. Do you have the Mego ones?
No, because they are like, where I come from, it's really hard to get by. Or I like, I don't, it's not that they look really good or something.
They're so ugly. They're so ugly.
Like, the resemblance is like nowhere to be found, but I don't want to pay 60 euros to buy that crap because it's just not that worth it.
Yeah. Because I really only have them for the sake of my collection. And for me, they're super easy to get. Like, you can go to Target and pick them up, or, you know, it's really easy. So,
yeah, but we don't have Target. So,
oh,
maybe that's the issue. We don't
maybe have that's Target. The issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if we talk about the, like, Kill Bill Volume 2, do you have favorite part? Do you even have parts where you're like, why is that there? what's your overall opinion on the episode?
I mean, I really like it a lot. I think it's funny that, you have the whole Billy and Christie thing, which we hate Billy and Christie. So, I mean,
I hate Christie.
Oh, Christie.
Billy, because Billy is actually a fun character. She brings a lot of comedy into the show, if you will, because we know Gayle Cuoco can do that. I mean, she should never cry.
That's true.
Again, but
oh yeah, the crying is awful.
The crying thing is awful, but the comedy is perfect.
That's why she does like sitcoms after this. Eight Simple Rules. Well, she did Eight Simple Rules, and then the
Big Bang.
Big Bang. Yeah.
Yeah. But Christy is a whole nother story.
Yeah, Christy is just a big ball of crap crazy. Like, because Billy, a lot of times, I feel like there are a lot of times in episodes in the last season too where I side with Billy more than the sisters, even, because she seems to be the only rational one.
Right, for sure.
So yeah, so it does make sense.
I do have because I watched season 8 a few weeks ago with my boyfriend, and I was like, I don't really get how they saw Billy as their sister and why it hurt so much, because I was like, eh, no. No.
For like, oh yeah. So like, you mean saw Billy as a sister?
Yeah, like they even say that to Christy at one point before, you know, these two
episodes. Oh, I mean, calling her that. You're like a sister to us.
He's like a sister to us. And I was like, no.
Yeah, no.
But like, I have a lot of good friends, but I don't see them as my brother or my sister, because that's just weird. So
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
It's like, I have no history with you except for a year. Like,
yeah. So now you're my sister. Fuck off.
Right. Yeah. That is a little bothersome for sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's Kill Bill Volume 2 is a really good episode in the grand scheme of things, obviously. So there's not much to complain about. I don't know. There is, oh, you know that Nomad guy is in it, right?
Yeah.
So that was I like him. He's cute.
But did you like him because he was cute or because his character was okay?
I thought he was a kind of a cool character. I really, because he's like, you know, trying to like, we have to get the triad. I used to work with the triad. I don't like them anymore. And I thought he was a really fun character to introduce. I wish that we would have seen more of him.
Oh yeah, so true. I just, what I did, like what I mentioned was, it was Rebecca Balding's final episode. I was like, that was something. I mean, it was nice to see her again for the final time, but I was like, eh.
Out of place.
Yeah, like I would have liked a bigger story for Elise. Like, she deserves more, because she's a fantastic actress, in my opinion.
She's great.
Also a lot of comedy, like she has that, you know, those facial expressions which mostly make me laugh, but I found it a little bit like meh. Her final scenes are like meh.
Yeah, they're not, nothing too over the top, nothing too exciting. They're just kind of like, oh, hi, Phoebe.
Yeah, like, but
oh, hey.
Okay, hey, like, if you want an autographed picture, you can leave your name and address, blah, blah, blah. And that's basically the final thing she says. And then she just looks at the demon you find cute. And that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Maybe she wanted to go kiss James L. Conway somewhere back behind the scenes.
Probably. Yeah. Yes, probably.
Awkward.
Yeah. So yeah. I think my favorite scenes are the battle scenes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because
lots
they
of
are
magic.
Yes, a lot of magic, a lot of power of three action, finally. because we've missed that. Because it was all Billy, you know, doing the witchy stuff. And now it was finally the charmed ones again, which I liked.
Getting back to our roots here, yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm glad for the girls that they didn't have to say the power of three will set us free, because they hated that.
Well, especially like when you think about like more in the unaired pilot, though, like it feels like they're saying that for like 5 minutes straight. I'm like, wow, they're going yes. on and on and on.
For sure. Like they say it so many times.
Well, I mean, it didn't help that Jeremy was monologuing. So that was right. They're all like talking to each other like way too much.
For sure. Yeah, so like I said, there are a few final things happening, like the sisters say their final spell together.
Yeah, and then the whole well, it's like when they go after Wyatt too. That's kind of a worrisome thing. You're like, oh, Wyatt's like this really powerful guy, and like here they are just like gonna suck his powers up. Like, oh.
yeah, which I read somewhere that they screwed that up. Because in Forever Charmed, Wyatt lost his powers.
Right.
But because of, I don't know, it was something like because they vanquished Christy and went back in time, Wyatt should never have lost his powers. But that's not a mess up. Because when Wyatt came back from the future, it actually didn't happen that way, if that makes sense. Because that's why the Angel of Destiny took Leo away again, because they didn't finish the ultimate battle. Like, they didn't win, if you will.
Yeah, right. And it was because, like, something like, because they absorbed the powers with the Hollow, but then they banished the Hollow back, but his powers didn't return.
Right.
Which is unusual, because usually once they do that, then the powers return from there. But,
but like, they didn't banish it back. Like, it just, right. because yeah. they were all practically dead. It went back into the box.
Yeah.
So I don't find it a mistake. I don't know the person who wrote it was a mistake, but you need to watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah. All these finer points. Well, that's another thing, though, too. I think, because feel like after he gets his powers back in Forever Charmed, he's still orbiting around, which, see, this always bothers me because he's technically in his past. He should not have his powers. He should not have access to his powers anyway. Little Wyatt would have them.
Oh, yeah. Because when the girls went back to the past, they didn't have uh-huh. powers. Because
right. only the girls had them. One set can have powers at the same time.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, true. Yeah. And that's why the whole season six bothered me too. I'm like, because Chris has powers this whole time. He should not have powers. I mean, he technically doesn't even exist yet. How would he have?
Which is why he has, because there's one set of him in that time, which is maybe why he died.
Yes, but even. When they went to the past before they were born, they didn't have powers.
Oh yeah.
Think about how it was Eve. Think of what's another one they went back before they were born. But like they weren't supposed to have powers before they existed either.
Wait, they had different powers. Like part of my past that was like part of my past. Previous life.
Yeah. Past life. Yeah.
Past life. But that they had different powers, except for mm-hmm. Piper.
Yeah.
She could freeze time.
And she could freeze time.
Prue could, you know, and there was like snow.
Yeah.
She was Carol Elsa. Her little ice. That's where Elsa. Let it go. Yeah.
But that's like my rule. Cause I see that broken a lot when I'm reading these books from my podcast too. They always go back to the past and they're always using the powers. I'm like, no, that's not the lore. That doesn't work out.
Oh, but don't even get me started on the books, because there are a lot of mistakes in those.
Yes, so which is what I have fun picking apart every episode. It's like, okay, what doesn't make sense in this book for where they put it, you know? So it's fun.
It's especially story-wise, though. Like, it doesn't add up to, I mean, some books are between episodes, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Right, where they would technically go.
Yeah, which doesn't add up.
But it's fun. It's fun to see, pick it apart, to see, you know, because some of them are better than others and some fit better than others. So it's fun to pick apart which ones are the biggest offenders and which ones can actually maybe possibly pass.
Right. So if you guys want to hear Kevin's podcast, it's The Word of Witches on Spotify, yeah. I believe Apple Podcasts as well.
Yep, Words of the Witches on everything, anywhere you
everything you want to listen to your favorite podcast, you can find it. I'm also on an episode, which we will record soon.
Yes,
I'm still reading my book.
I am too, actually. I'm still behind.
It's just that's what I told you before. It's just so hard because I am actually afraid to record the episode because everything is translated and the translation in Dutch is horrible.
Oh, be interesting.
Absolutely horrible.
Well, I do provide my guest with a summary of chapter by chapter.
Right.
So when you read it through, you'll see like, oh, that's what it meant or something like that. I don't know.
Thanks. That would be great because they translate spells and they do it literally. Like what the words are in English, that's what they translate literally in Dutch, which doesn't make any sense. Like for the spell on the back of the first book, which is basically in this night and in this hour, I call upon the ancient power, give your powers to... This is where I go wrong. Bring your powers to your sister's tree. That's the, you know,
real one.
But if I translate it from Dutch to English, they made give the powers to us three sisters.
Oh,
which is like, no. But well, we're not talking about the books yet.
Wow. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think the shock of these episodes is, you know, you hear the howl, you get to see them, you know, duke it out, like head for head, head to head, powers, you know, collide, and then everything goes crazy, and you get your grandfather clock smashed, and you got all these things going everywhere. That's probably one of the more iconic scenes that everyone knows, that everyone, like, really feels for.
So it was also the final time they destroyed the grandfather clock.
Yeah. Which there isn't as many, it's not destroyed as many times as you would think.
I think someone, I don't know who, someone counted it, but I think it was 7 times.
Yeah, 6 times in the series and once in the comics.
Oh, yeah. What I wanted to ask you is, what was your opinion, feeling when you saw the end of Kill Bill Volume 2 and you had to wait a week?
Oh, it was hard. It was just, I mean, I always kind of liked the week by week watching because it gave me something to really like speculate about and really like talk to friends about. It's like, ooh, did you see this and this and this? And what does this mean? And really analyze it. Because in today's binge society of all the TV show binge watching, it's hard to really like stop and like really think about episodes because you just keep going and going and going. Right. So I really liked though having to wait, but in this one in particular, you're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god,
like, oh my god, Paige and Phoebe are dead. Yeah,
yeah. And you know, here you are, you're crying, and you're like, and you're sitting there in shock. It's much kind of like All Hell Breaks Loose was when you have those same feelings of like, oh my gosh, things are crazy, things don't look good, what is gonna happen, you know?
Right.
And so yeah, it definitely made you want it right away. But I don't think I was mad at it because I was already reflecting on what just happened.
Yeah, because like, there's happening a lot in Kill Bill Volume 2. Like a lot of stuff's happening.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you have to like go back and think about those and really think about what everything happened there meant to you and what you think it means for the future. So
yeah. Although I wish I could have seen it on TV because it wasn't on. Like the final season, they aired for 13 episodes, but they skipped episode 13, so they went to 14.
Why?
I don't know. And then they never aired the final season again until this year. So this year they started in January with reruns, the remastered versions. And that's the first time the entire final season was on TV.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's insane.
And like, I feel like I'm spoiled in America because I got to see every episode on original air date. I watched it, you know, year by year, week by week, from the very beginning. So, and I always think about how long it took to get to other countries.
I think it started here in 1999, maybe even 2000. Because I remember when I started watching, I saw reruns, which my first episode I actually watched was San Francisco from season 3. Yeah. And then they already aired season 5. Actually, the premiere for season 5, A Witch's Tale. That was the first episode I watched on a different time, which then made me lose my TV on my bedroom because I was watching too many times to charm.
Give it a rest.
Give it a rest, yes. Which is also when the obsession started, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I watched the first episode, October 7th, 1998, with no problem. I must have been alone in the house or something, or people weren't paying attention to me. So I watched the first episode. I'm just like, ooh, I like this. And then on the second episode, I've got you under my skin. It was right when Phoebe had the premonition out the door and she went back into her car and then she was abducted. And she's like, and it was a commercial. And my mom's like, this show's too scary for you. And she shut it off.
No.
I was like, no. But then she walked away and then I turned it back on before the commercial ended. So I didn't miss anything, but obviously she didn't care that much. But yeah,
but that's what my mom did too, though. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch it because she found it too scary. Like, I was 7 when it started in America, so 8.
Okay.
When it began here. But then I was like, I mean, the first episode I watched isn't really, you know, I was 10.
That's more of a fun one.
It's a fun one, but, you know, I've said it before, Phoebe was kind of a slut.
A little sexual.
So,
I don't know what this stuff means. It's fine.
I didn't know then.
Yeah.
Now I do. Now I know she was a slut. But yeah, it was also really weird because suddenly Rose had orange hair and I was like, Mom, what did the new girl do? Because I came in late. I think I came for season 5 was almost at the end of the first part, maybe even the second part.
Okay.
It was the second part because they already had Phoebe on the couch as a mermaid.
Okay, so you're watching it still part 2. Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't know why she had orange hair and that it, you know, because of a potion. Because of a potion.
Well, you know why she, you know the story of that, right?
Yeah, it had something to do with a movie she did or a series, I believe.
Yeah, she just wanted to did something else. She wanted to do it and she didn't tell Charmed people. She didn't tell Charmed producers, my hair's red. She just showed up. She's like, hey, work with it. And then she's the one that said, just say a potion blew up on my face or something. And they're like, oh yeah, okay, it'll work.
It does. It did work. Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah. I didn't know this, by the way. Like, what you just, which is fun.
Yeah. But yeah, and then house exploded and then we go into Forever Charmed. And that's another two. When Forever Charmed starts too, you're like, it's like Piper and Leo. And you know, Piper is still beat up. She's bruised and she's like, oh God, you know, I think it's really powerful too. And like, when she's looking through the book and Leo just closes, he's like, no, nothing in there is going to help you. And like, oh. Yeah.
There's nothing in the book that can fix this. I do remember I downloaded like legally the final episode when it aired in America because I wanted to watch that. So I didn't know what happened before.
Oh, wow.
So I watched trailers because at one point they promised here that they would air the final season, but they never did. So, then the DVDs came out. The DVDs came out. So that's when I, for the first time, watched the remaining episodes.
Wow.
And then I actually brought back the box set because I thought it was broken because the theme song changed. Because when they aired it here, they had the original theme song. We didn't have the instrumental crap that we had on the DVDs.
Right. We had the original theme song when it aired as well. But once the DVDs came out, they lost the rights. So if you watched them on TV, it would have been just fine. And then we're just stuck with the weirdness on the DVDs, unfortunately.
Which is funny because I believe in some countries, it didn't have the original theme song when it first aired. Like, they already had the instrumental one.
So maybe it happened, maybe they aired it after, you know, the DVD was released and after everything closed up shop. And so that's why they were kind of stuck having to.
Yeah, because I believe that somewhere in May, we were around episode. Yeah, we were supposed to have episode 13, Repo Manor, but they skipped that one. And then we had 12 Angry Zen that stopped. And then 2 weeks later, the season 8 DVD came out.
Oh, interesting. See, and I remember waiting for DVDs. I'm like, ah, because, you know, I've seen it the whole show. It's like, okay, I need some DVDs. I need some DVDs.
I know the feeling.
What, first season didn't come out until season 5. So season 5 was in the air, and that's when first season was first released onto DVD. And I'm like, finally.
But it took a couple of years, though, because you in the US had it a lot sooner than we did.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think.
Oh, so no, it came out in season seven. Season 7,
yeah,
yes.
The 150th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. I was thinking, yeah. Like, I remember a cake, but no, that was the season 150th party. Yeah. So it took that long till we got it to season 1 DVD. And so, yeah, it was crazy.
But they kind of released it kind of quick over here, because I believe that's because in the US they already had a few DVDs out, like a few seasons. So I think I have no idea when season 1, maybe 2004. No, because season 7 was 2005.
Yeah, so 2005. And I remember, because they did come out fairly quickly after that. I think I didn't have to wait long just for season 2. I think maybe it was like 6 months or so until season 2. And then, but I remember like season 7 came out while I was in college. Like on DVD. So, yeah. So they must have pushed them out relatively quickly, within a few years after that.
It makes me feel old now, though.
I know, I'm so old. I'm older than you.
Well, yeah. But not much older, though.
No, like a few years.
Like, so. I'm 30.
Yeah, I'm 34, so.
Eh, oh well.
Like, sucks to be you.
Sorry. Yeah, but that's also like talking about Charmed, like when I do the podcast for some episodes and then I ask people like, what was your opinion back then? And they look at me and they're like, dude, it's been forever.
It is really hard to remember how you felt back then, because you've been so grown so accustomed. You've seen these episodes so many times. You're like, wait, what was it when I first saw that? I don't remember.
I do remember now, though, that this just came back. That 70s episode is the one episode I had never seen. Because I think my mother taped it on VHS, but then the VHS tape broke or something, so I could never watch it. And every time they did reruns and that episode was on, I wasn't home. So I watched it until season 7 was on air. That's the first time I saw that 70s episode.
Wow. And like the whole first season, because they changed air dates. It was Wednesday nights. I remember Wednesday nights. And then during second season, it moved to Thursday. It was on Thursday all the way until season 5. And then it moved to Sunday and stayed till Sunday till the end.
Well, I believe we had, like, when I started watching, we had the reruns during the week, like from Monday to Friday. Mm. And then the new episode, so season 5 at that point, was on Wednesday night. And then that changed ultimately to Fridays. But then we still had reruns. Like, we had reruns. We had Buffy, Angel, Charmed. And then Buffy and Angel, you know, that went away. And then I never watched Buffy, though.
I didn't either. See, I feel like it's unusual. People are like, what? You ever watch Buffy? And Demetrius was the same way. He said he never watched Buffy. I was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard that. Like, I have watched Buffy, though, like, but not when it was on air. Like, I once borrowed a box set, and then, well, I was so stupid enough to watch Angel first, and I didn't understand the freaking thing. And then I watched Buffy after Angel, and I was like, oh.
Oh yeah, so when we go into Forever Charmed, like you said, we see Piper and Leo and they are all upset, and then they go to Victor. When he is shocked that Leo's back. And then they go back into the past.
Yeah, with Coop's ring.
Coop's ring.
Yeah. And I remember back in the day when this first came out, I used to be like, can they do that? Because I always felt like the power wasn't necessarily in the ring. I felt like only a Cupid themselves could use it, you know? Right. So I was like, wait, you can just give the ring to anybody and they can use the power? That doesn't seem right.
Well, that's also what, what was the demon's name?
Which demon?
In season two, Heartbreak City.
Eldrazi?
Oh, yeah, Drossy. Mm-hmm. Like, he also used the ring, but then, you know, to do the opposite, like, to break people up, so...
And it glowed green.
Yeah, weird. But, oh, well. So, but he used also the powers of the ring. Although he used hate.
That's true. And I guess, because young me, even now, I used to think he was, like... I always thought he was like a version of Cupid, like an opposite version of Cupid. So I didn't think of him as just like a random demon. I thought of him as like, I'm a demon of hate and I spread hate instead of love. That's why I always thought, like, that's why he could use the ring, because I thought he was like a demon specifically meant to use the ring, but he probably just is a random demon. And I'm just, just applying things to him.
I've never thought about it this way, but yeah. it does make sense.
Yeah.
Like, he would be the hate demon. Like, Barbas is the demon of fear. He would be the demon of hate.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting.
So how little were you when you were thinking like that?
In season two, I was about 11, 12 years old.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure. So I kind of relate to Piper. When she goes into the bedroom with Patty and Victor, because my parents are separated, and I would freak the F out if I would, you know, be there and see them together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would not just like, you know, throw my hands before my eyes. I would go all Phoebe from Friends, like,
My eyes.
I would go like that.
Like, no! run out of the room with your arms wait,
like, like, my eyes! They're doing it! That's what I would do. But oh well.
Fortunately, they were under the covers and possibly mostly closed.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
For everyone's sake.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was fun to see Victor with brown hair for once.
It was, yeah,
it was good to see that
instead of that, just we did see a picture of him with brown hair, but now we get to like see it live,
right? Yeah. It was fun. Like, those are the little things I like that they brought back in the final episode.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful he wasn't sporting like button chops like like, thank you for an morphing. Like, thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So then they go downstairs and they, I think Piper steps on the bunny fluffy thing, which comes back in the episode.
She's like, I remember this.
But then what I always find strange, though, is now that I think of it, is that Prue always has memories from the past. Like when they were children, about their mother. But Piper says in that time, Prue would be five. She says, I would be three. Prue would be five. And Phoebe, not born yet.
it's not like that I have memories from when I was 4 or 3, but it's not, oh, well, their mother died really short after that, I believe.
1978, so 3 years later, yeah.
Okay, but no, because there are like no pictures of her and Phoebe, right?
Right.
So that means that she would be a mother who had a third child and never took a picture in those 3 years.
Right. She must have been too busy. It must have been a weird time. It must have been during the whole separation, during the whole Graham's thing, during the Sam thing. Plus, you know, she's having Paige in 1977. So she's having all these other things going on. So she didn't take much pictures probably then. I don't know.
Oh, this is also weird. Okay. Yeah.
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 Okay. And 1975 was also the same year they went back to in that 70s episode. It's the same year.
Like, is it the same year they went back for Forever Charmed as in that 70s episode?
Yes. It might be a different time in it, like a different place in the year. It could be earlier in the year or later in the year. I think when they went back in the season one, it was later in the year because that was while Patty was pregnant already. Whereas this is Phoebe's conception, so this is before, a little bit earlier in the year, but it's the same year.
Well, I don't believe he finished the job. They will finish the job because I think Chris says that Coop needs to bring them back before they were taken, mm-hmm. so that they could finish.
Yeah, I never remember
whatever the hell they were doing.
Yeah, because they did. They were told way too much. I'm like, you can't know this stuff. This is not good.
What I also do find funny though is that every time Grams comes back, her hair is different.
That's I know.
Different hair color, different hairstyle. Yeah. Everything is different.
I mean, fair enough. At least in this one, it was the 80s and she would have been alive to change her hair. But like when she's dead, she must have like a whole afterlife salon that she goes to because.
But same goes for Patty, though. Like Patty changed hairstyles also. Yeah, although she wasn't much. I mean, she didn't came back as much as Graham's did.
But like in season 7, when she comes, she's like, oh, she's got like a little swirl in her hair. She's got a little bit of highlights. I'm like, okay, Patty.
Well, maybe her hairdresser died and they are now together.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe.
But what's funny though too is because they went back in 1975, they told Grams that they were the charmed ones then. But here they go to 1982 to get Grams, and she has no memory of them being the charmed ones, and she should have remembered that. That one they should have let her remember, because they didn't wipe her memory at all in that 70s episode.
Oh yeah.
So when she acts like, "Oh, I did it for the charmed," I'm like, "You know this already. You found out in 1975."
But didn't they like forget that?
Maybe? No, not in that episode. Because they told them all this stuff. You know, she's quizzing them, and then they just used the girls to send them back. That was it. They sent them back, and like, okay, I guess we know we deliver the charmed ones now.
Oh well.
Yeah.
True. Okay, so then we see like Piper and Patty talk about stuff, and then Leo tells them that Paige and Phoebe died, and then they go back to Gramps to like restore the power of three. And at the beginning, I was like, when I first watched the episode, I was like, nope, doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it's a stretch, because I'm like, you are not the power of three. Just because you gave birth to the power of three doesn't make you the power of three. When they use Patty's pregnancy in that 70s episode, that makes sense. Yeah, because Phoebe's there. Yeah. But without that, then no.
Exactly. And I believe Phoebe wasn't there yet. I mean, in Forever Charm. Like,
no, she was not. No, definitely
obviously
not.
Victor didn't finish the job, so they go to the future Piper and Leo.
Yes,
where I also have like, I mean, it's a funny scene when they are like playing Scrabble, but Piper would never ever spell Zanku with
an X.
She would never do that,
right?
I'm like, she's much better at spelling than that.
For sure. Yes. Probably Phoebe, though, because she can't even spell her own name.
Right. I think it would make more sense if Leah was the one that spelled it with an X. You know, that would make more sense. Yeah,
exactly. That would... I mean, it's in the Book of Shadows. I mean, come on. Oh, well.
Yeah.
What I did find funny, though, is, like, they actually... what I read somewhere is that they wanted to cast two people who actually looked like Brian and Holly because they didn't want to use prosthetics on the actors.
Right.
And also Holly didn't want any prosthetics because she was pregnant. So she didn't want that. Mm-hmm. And I think they did it pretty good because even Piper, they did the eyebrow
thing. And they gave her contacts to match her eyes too, I believe.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, this is like, I actually believe it. Although then at the very end of the episode, I'm like, no, Piper is way too bitchy to be that sweet.
Well, you know, age changes you sometimes. You know?
No, not when you're that sarcastic. It doesn't.
That's true.
Ain't gonna happen.
She is too sweet. Usually when you get older, if you're sarcastic when you're younger, you get even more sarcastic when you get older.
Oh yeah, I know. But even look at old Phoebe in
Three
Faces of Phoebe. Like, she's such a bitch,
right?
And even if you
no, go, I'll start taking you seriously until you stop dressing like a tramp.
She was right, though.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Phoebe was a bitch because if you go to a page from the past, is that episode? Yes. She comes in. 10. Yeah, she comes into the kitchen and she goes like, am I the biggest bitch or what? And then Piper goes,
nah, too easy.
Too easy. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
I love all those things where I'm like, that's what I talk about with Cassie in the previous episode. Like, we know stuff happened on the set. I mean, every Charmed fan knows stuff happened between season 3 and season 4 or during season 3. And then, you know, and every time I see that scene, I'm like, is this something to, you know, like what happened previous season?
Yeah, I mean, and there's all kinds of personal things, you know, it's different. It's, you know, it's like coworkers. Anytime you have a coworker, and I feel like they kind of fight like coworkers or siblings would anyway. It's just kind of funny.
It's like the scene in Piper and Leo's wedding where Prue and or Astro Prue and Phoebe are fighting. I was like, I bet you both like that.
The flipping and the dresses.
Yeah.
And the jeans.
Jeans, yes.
That'd be hard.
Definitely. So I liked the future scenes with the old Piper and Leo, like how they expected they would come, like, oh, I baked cookies. And then Leo comes with two aspirin. Aspirin.
Yeah, you aspirin. Got it.
I got it. Yes. So I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the little nuances there.
Yeah. What I just didn't, I was like, no, Piper would not do that. She would go, Mom, like, how would you not remember how your mom looked like? I mean, like, it would stop that they would summon their mother or Grams after the show ended, you know, if you will. Like, after the ultimate battle, they never speak to Grams and their mother again.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, you know, how Penny faints, Grams faints when she sees, like, you're dead.
I laugh so much on that, because especially the fact where she is like, and I'm from the future, and this is my lovely future of my lovely husband Leo from the future as well. And then she goes,
oh yeah,
I need a drink. It's just so funny.
Yeah, and then when like Henry comes by, she's like, "Don't tell me she marries a white lighter too." And he's like, "Worse, a mortal." She's like, oh god,
didn't I teach you girls anything?
Oh god.
Yeah. Yeah, so much. It's I love Jennifer Rhodes. She is heaven. I love her.
Okay. Yeah, she's great.
She's great. So when they went to the future, then they go. Where do they go?
Are you talking about after old people or after Grams? Because they go to Grams after.
Oh, yeah, people. They go to Grams after the old people, and then they go to the ultimate battle, I believe.
Yes, they go back to where they're trying to make things right and get rid of the Hollow.
Which is also quite. That's a mistake, though, because you can only curse out the Hollow with someone good and someone evil. Like, that's right. How they do it in season 4.
Right.
They, like, the Seer and Phoebe say the spell. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was, that's, you know, inconsistencies, see? Yep. I was, like, calling it out.
Yep. There's a lot of that happening.
So, and it's doubly inconsistent, because it's not a person good, and it's not a person bad, and it's not the power of three. So, it's, like, way up, not right.
Exactly. So then Paige and Phoebe are alive again, and then the Angel of Destiny comes to take Leo away again. Billy and Christy piss off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is funny that, like, Billy attacks herself.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not going to work. You gotta listen to me. And she's like, no, we're not going to listen to you. Bye.
Yeah, but that's, I love that. Like, I believe that's because of the Hollow, because they are infected. Yeah.
But it is funny. It's like, I wonder if that, like, if you saw yourself, would you attack yourself? I wonder. Yeah.
It depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah, right. What's inside of me?
Okay, that
that sounds dirty. That's... That can mean so many different things. Oh my.
So then I believe they are telling Phoebe and Paige what happened. That they went to the future. The future, the past. Although a different past than Patty's. And then, you know. And then Chris and Wyatt orbin. Or, well, no, they don't orbin. They're like, hello.
Yeah, hey,
someone steal Wyatt's powers. Stole. I said steal, but I meant stole. Sorry, people.
You know, it's fun. You can say words all the different ways.
Yes. I love the scene between Chris and Grams, where he says ass or butt, and then no, ass. So we were kicking demon ass, and she was like, and he was like, but I love that.
Yeah.
And then Coop.
Although I feel like Grams wouldn't care. I feel like she'd be like, say what you want. Like,
For sure.
I guess it makes sense to me. Like, it's the grandma thing, but I feel like she'd be like, you know, you're old enough.
You're old enough now. Yeah. So then Coop comes in, and then he gets the ring back, and then Wyatt and Chris and Patty go to Victor to talk to little Wyatt, and then Wyatt goes, Uncle Coop.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to cover my mouth very dramatically now, because look what I just said.
I'm such a bad boy.
Yeah.
You're grounded. Yeah.
Like, Uncle Coop, what?
I also love how Victor, like, just like how Patty scared the crap out of him when she's at the door, and he goes like screaming, and she's like hugging him, and I'm like, oh, you look so good. And then, I'm from 1975, how do I look? And then,
right,
didn't anyone tell her we're divorced?
Yeah,
it's like a dum dum dum.
it's like, oh, I mean, I can just imagine. All of her excitement just being drained. Like, I don't like this time anymore.
No, I want to go back. Yeah.
Right. And then he's the one that tells her about Prue too, because Piper didn't want to do it. So
that is something I would have liked to see.
Yeah, that would have been a really nice scene.
It would have been nice
giving us something.
Yeah, to see a scene where Patty and Victor talk about what happened to Prue. I think that would have also been a great homage to that episode, and that they brought that back in.
That would have been so perfect, because you know, if you can't bring her back, fine. You know, having that moment just to have those feelings brought up again and just, you know, honor her, that would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing to see. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I think we all know that James and Fionnuala can act amazing. So it would have been great to see how, you know, Victor would struggle to tell Patty what happened to Prue and how that conversation would have started and, you know, stuff like that. I think that would have been amazing to see.
And just seeing those two together having a tender moment is a rarity. We see it in Cheaper by the Coven a little bit when they bond over how they raise the girls, and to have those come back and have another tender moment would have been a really good thing for the series, for sure.
I think we saw it two times. Like, they also bonded on Piper's wedding, where they went to the club and, you know, like trying to, you know,
support Piper. Help her and, back, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have been great to see that again, but oh well.
Yeah.
So then they come back to the house, and then they figure out that Billy and Christy stole Wyatt's powers for the Hollow. Was it that?
They needed, I think it was just to kind of like test if it went into them, because they had the Hollow and they're like, okay, now take the powers and see, and then they used it to fight them.
Yeah, that is just a question I have. Maybe you can answer it, because when Cole got the Hollow and when the Source got the Hollow, it's not like, you know, I can hold up my hands and there are like beams coming out of it. Like, where did those powers come from?
Did they absorb all the powers that were in there? But then they shouldn't have any powers in there if it was, you know, in its tomb. All the powers that were in there would have been back into where they should have been belonged. So I can see maybe the beams out of Billy and Christy being, you know, part of Wyatt's powers, because Wyatt's powers are pretty out there, and he has projection and he has all these crazy things. So Wyatt, I suppose, could have done something like that possibly. But I don't know where the charm,
but maybe
the beams from.
Like, because the Hollow split, because it went into the sisters and into Christy. Does it also mean that they both had the same powers? Because it was split, they took Wyatt's powers, the sisters also had Wyatt's powers.
Right, that would make sense. It's like a whole, like, when one side gets it, they all share the same powers. It's like the collective. It's the Avatars in the Hollow form.
Yeah. It's something I was just like, that comes up, and I'm like, oh, that kind of makes sense somehow.
Yeah, right. I can see it.
I mean, I don't believe it is. It were powers from the Triad, though.
No.
And the, like, I mean, they had energy balls from that one demon, which I can't remember his name. It's not the cute one you mentioned before, but it's the other one.
Domain?
No, not Domain, because the cute one had like a partner and he throws.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. That's right. Minor one.
Yeah, the minor one. Yes. So they absorbed his energy balls, and that's how they vanquish him. And then they go to the Triad. And I back on Kill Bill Volume 2, and we were talking about Forever Charm. So, I mean, they vanquished the Triad with a potion.
Yeah.
Which I found weird, because there is no known vanquishing potion for the Triad. Otherwise, they would have used it already in season 3.
Yeah. I think they, isn't that what they were working on? Isn't that what Grams and Piper were working on? They're making it themselves, where they put it together themselves.
But they were looking at the book.
Oh, they were.
But maybe they have the book in front of them.
It's true, they are. So maybe they're like mixing known spells together. Like they're taking this potion and this potion and this potion and putting them all together to make their own potion that's new.
Yeah. But then again, I think they also already did that. Like the most powerful potions, because that's what they used on Billy and Christy.
That's true.
In Kill Billy Volume 2, and Billy and Christy used the exact same potion.
That's true. Yeah, see? So it's like, how many potions can you mix together? And isn't there like a rule? Like, I feel like if you mix too many potions together, then you'll probably get mush or like just explosions everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that was something I was like, I did read today that the potions aren't in the girl's hands. Like they added it in like with FX.
Oh.
Because you can't see Holly's thumb. So that's weird.
That's anyway. Funny.
Yeah. And then they, I think Piper blows up the main.
Twice.
And then Paige calls for Coop's ring back. And then the best thing happens in that episode is that they vanquish Christy. Finally. The bitch is gone.
She's like, Billy, you betrayed me. Oh, here's this fireball. I'm going to kill you now. And Billy's like, oh, no. And then she explodes to death. And then Billy goes,
yeah, I mean, what the actual F was that? Like, every time the entire episode is perfect. But every time Kaylee starts crying, I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, don't do it.
Don't go at no.
And I remember the first time I watched this, when I first saw it ever on the air, I'm just like, I started laughing.
Same. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, really? Like, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. So then the sisters go back to the manor where Grams are, Petty, Victor, Wyatt, and Chris, and Coop. I always forget Coop, but I don't like Coop, so that's why I forget him. And then and Leo comes back because they finished the ultimate battle.
Like, this is how it was always supposed to end.
And it's over. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye. Bye, bitch. Bye, Felicia. Yeah. I do, that is one of my favorite scenes, I think, from the entire series, is where they all hug each other and they are like happy that everything is over and everything is okay. And, but like you said, like how they bring in Prue, you know, like, all right, but where's Prue? Or like, no, that Patty goes like,
there's so much more I'd like to forget, right? You know?
Like what happened to Prue? And
yeah. But and Piper goes, oh, mom, again. like
why? Come on. But like, I did like how she went, like, well, like, I also know that when one door closes, another one opens. And right. Then you see Paige. Because I like that. Let's just keep it at that. That's something I liked. And then they all hugged and it hugged. And then it's all fine and they're all happy. And then we go to basically the final scene of the three sisters.
Yep.
With the book where they write the final entry.
So much has happened over these last 8 years.
So much has been gained and lost. And still, in some ways, I feel like my life is really just beginning. Yeah.
So much has happened over the last 8 years. So much has been gained and lost. Still, in some ways, I feel like my life is really just beginning.
Do you, Phoebe Hallowell, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And it was. For though I had loved before, I never really known love until I met Coop. A man who I shared the special little girl I had long ago foreseen, but feared I might never have.
Mommy, we love you.
Along with two other special little girls I had not foreseen. I was suddenly so blessed to have a new family of my own and old friends to share it with. And though I kept working and giving advice to those who asked, I was more interested in helping them find love, since finally having been loved.
Phoebe had become somewhat of an expert on the subject. As for me, life without demons opened up similar avenues. Henry, of course, continued to look after his parolees, even if they didn't want to be looked after, while still making time to help me with little Henry and the twins, which allowed me time to finally embrace my inner white lighter. Arrow! And to help the next generation of witches come into their own.
So that Paige could pass on all that she'd learned, not just to her own children, or to mine, or to Phoebe's, but to other future witches and white lighters as well. Which filled the time between when we were doing the fighting and when our kids were old enough to take over. Allowing me time to get back to my roots and cook something other than potions for once. And open the restaurant I'd always dreamed of owning. As for Leo, after we reclaimed magic school, he went back to teaching.
So who'd like to try it first?
Which he continued to do until it was time to retire.
Awesome, great job, Matthew.
And super. Although okay. We certainly had our struggles
and heartaches over the years, we're a family of survivors, and we will always be. Which is why we've truly been charmed.
Which made me cry. That made me cry.
Mm-hmm. You get to see their future in a, you know, a flash forward of like, what, last next, how many years? 10 years, probably? 15 years?
Yeah.
Before the older ones, because, you know, it's weird because it's like a montage sequence, so it's hard to figure out like the timing of all of this, really, like how, yeah, like spanning all kinds of across time, but it's nice. It's nice to give you a little bit of, you know, what could have been, what we might have seen if it lasted longer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the comics go into that territory hardcore, so the end scene is very inspirational for the comics.
I read the comics. I'm not a big fan of the comics. I don't like what they did to Prue or Patience.
Oh yeah,
it's absolute bullcrap. But oh well.
Yep. There's some things. There's some nice moments and there's some nice things they did, but there's also like some really not great things either.
I think my favorite comic book is, I think it's from the ninth season, comic 6, which is a continuation for Morality Bites from season 2. Oh, yes. 2.
Morality Bites back.
Yeah. That's because, first of all, the likeness in those drawings is insane.
Yes. That's the one. Is that the one where she talks to Cole?
No, okay. I don't believe so.
Okay.
No, but it's just, I mean, that one, I used to remember what the woman's name was who drew it. I think it was Tess Fowler, but I might be wrong. She even drew Alyssa's tattoos on.
Oh,
on
so you're talking neck. About, you're talking about the sisters. Okay. Yes. Yes. I remember. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. That's just, it's perfect. And I like how you get into the story more on how that happened, on what mm-hmm. happened,
and who the friend was.
Who the friend was. Mm-hmm. I believe that everyone who's listening to my podcast already has read the comic, so you all know it was Elise. And if you didn't know, then now
surprise!
You know. Spoiler alert. Anyway, so that's I think my most favorite comic. So if you don't have anyone for that episode,
okay,
count me in. I will do it.
I'll put you down for yes. right now, because I have my schedule, you know, so I have nobody booked for comics. I have people booked like to be in the comics, but nobody's assigned a specific one yet. Yes, so I can put you down
that.
For that.
I want
cool. I'll put okay. you down.
So yeah, so they write into the Book of Shadows for the final time, for or at least on screen, of course, because it's the final episode. And then we go to elderly Piper with her granddaughter, flipping through the book. Like I always have, like I in my head, Piper tells the story to her granddaughter, and that's what we watched.
Yes. Yes.
Like we saw from season 1 to 8, and that's what's all in the Book of Shadows, and that's what Piper tells to her granddaughter. That's something
we've been seeing. Yeah, exactly. I've been telling you the story for 5 days straight. It's fine.
Which is why I need to rest.
Right, I'm tired now.
Yeah. I think I first of all, I like the photos on the wall. I think it's beautiful done. I wish it would be a little less white and crisp when they were children, and a little bit more of the sisters. I do once, like really long ago, edited the ending myself, which wasn't with pictures but with scenes from
a
previous episode, because I think that would have made more sense.
Yeah,
like the pictures we see is mostly from season 8. It's mostly behind the scenes photos from the final two episodes. And I would have liked to see Prue. I mean, I mean, we all know why that didn't happen, but it would have been great to see something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? the things we wish. Have seen, there were quite a few edited. I remember when that, shortly after that aired, there were lots of people that edited the pictures, the different pictures that were in there. Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, a lot of those. And they always put, you know, the first picture in there, which I think would have been appropriate, you know, but yeah.
It's just a shame. Like I in some way the granddaughter closing the door should be an homage to Prue.
Right, especially since she's named Prudence, the character. They don't tell you that, but
also a mistake is that she goes like this with her hand and the door closes this way. So I find it it's a little bit different.
Yeah. It's like my power turns corners.
Yeah.
It does a whoosh.
Yeah. Like if I go with my right arm, you fly the left way.
It comes the opposite direction.
You go left. If I go right, you go left.
Yeah. That would be so confusing. Although maybe it's an advantage in battle. You know, you throw people off. People are like, I'm going to avoid your power. Nope, because I came from the other direction.
Oh, that would be cool, though.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the final scene, like where she closes the door and we zoom out and then the Triquetra comes in, that scene is reused. Okay. It's from Which Way Now, the season 4 finale.
Yep.
Because of budget cuts.
Yeah. Another Angel of Destiny episode.
Yep. Yep. And that is the end of the Charmed series. And that always makes me cry. Especially the music, though, the score under those scenes is amazing.
Remember if it was Jay Gruska, or was it the other one?
For the score?
J. Peter Robinson or Jay Gruska? Because we had two people.
So the second one. It's the second one you said.
Okay, so he did that? So Peter Robinson did that one? Okay.
Because it's on the CD. I have the CD with the... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that was it. That was the final episode. Well, of the series, people, not from the podcast. I'm going to continue. Don't worry.
Of course. Okay, there it is. Forever Charmed. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm like, cool. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, and then I remember back then people said it was from a song S Club 7.
Oh.
And then
I think I know what they're like. I never had a dream come true till the day that I found you. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
it does sound like it actually.
It's not. No, right. It's basically because I have listened. I put on those CDs when I read the book because I can. You know, it's just like I'm relaxed. I have Charmed on the background, and I'm reading a book. Which I never do, but I read a book, and so that makes me feel happy or something. And then, it's just cool.
Yeah.
So we are
basically on the end of our episode, but I know you listen to, I believe, all my episodes.
I did.
So you do know what kind of question is coming right now.
Oh, yes.
So for the people who don't know, I always ask everyone who's joining me, so Kevin, what made you fall in love with Charmed?
Oh, loaded question.
The one here that we go.
I was prepared for. Well, you know, like, it definitely... From the very first episode I saw, from the very first trailer, there was definitely a sense of eeriness, a sense of mystery, a sense of magic, which, you know, I think is very kind of interesting for most people. And then the family dynamic. But I think overall, because I fell in love with just the feeling of the show, mm-hmm. and then I fell in love with the characters, it was something that was there consistently for me. It was something that I kept going back to that made me feel good. You know, anytime I had, you know, something that was making me sad, or I felt lost, or I felt happier, or anything, I could really express my emotions through these characters. And I feel like the actors did a really great job of making these characters fully realized for me, and I felt that they were real for me. And so I kept coming back, and I got to kind of go through my own emotions through their emotions, and, you know, kind of interpret, you know, what I was feeling in different ways. And it helped me, you know, feel some kind of comfort and something that was really stable for me. You know, especially in that, you know, time in my life, going from 10 years old to 18 years old, it's a very developmental period of time. And so I know that's a word.
It's a word.
So, yeah, it was something that was there for me in, like, you know, a time where mostly is kind of awkward for kids and teenagers and things like
that. For sure. Like, it's the hardest years of your life, basically.
Yeah. So. Yeah, just something that kept me going and kept me stable and kept me grounded, and, you know, something that I could, you know, find comfort in.
And like escape, I use it mostly as an escape. And I realized that I still do that. Like, I love watching Charmed. Like, it's especially for the podcast, I watch a lot of episodes. But I also still use it as an escape. Like, yes. if I need to escape from what's going on in your life, then I put on Charmed, and I don't have to watch it as long as it is on the background. Mm-hmm. Then I'm okay.
And there's something, I don't know if it's just because I was so into it at the time, because I used to have a website called Charmed Obsessed back in the day. I had a fan site
that I actually visited. Did you go to that website? Yeah,
that was mine. I created it.
That's insane.
Surprise. Isn't that a fun? Because I was always wondering, they always tell those people about how people don't know what it was, but people who were fans at the time would probably visit. You know, I had, like, the, you know, the little font and the little track picture in the middle, and I had the guest book, and I had, like, the power, and I would make, like, upcoming episodes. I would write down, you know, here's the description for the upcoming episodes.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, you were visiting my website. That's so cool.
So we go way back.
Yes, that's awesome.
I also was on CharmedNet, which was a huge, huge fan site back then. And I still have some contact with some people who were on the message board back then. Mostly on YouTube, because they are all on YouTube. I learned editing through CharmedNet, which is fun. Yeah.
But yeah, something about the show is just kind of really deeply ingrained into my psyche. And that's what I think, why it means so much to me. Not even when it's silly or goofy, or, you know, think doesn't always make sense, it still was something that really went into my head and my heart and my mind and was always there and constantly there. So,
and it's just, it doesn't matter how many times you watch it. No. Like, I although my boyfriend is getting sick of me though, because I can say what they are gonna say, and I know what they're gonna say, and I say it, and I try to shut my mouth, but I can't.
Oh my gosh, back in the day I would do that, because, you know, I would do that. Well, I used to have, There used to be another website that used to, like, take clips from the episodes, and I would be able to download these clips from the episodes. I actually would listen to them on repeat, and I would put them on CDs and listen to them. So I have a lot of the dialogue just memorized in my head, because, and so whenever people watched them, I would say the lines too, and they hated me.
Was that website the Demon's Jumble?
Demon's Jumbo was big, huge.
Those had the most screen caps.
Yes.
Because for the opening credits, like I make a lot of opening credits. For people who don't know, I have a YouTube channel, which is Halliwell Creations, where I make mostly opening credits and trailers and long signs, all sorts of crap. But for the opening credits, you need, I call them flashes. Like they are the flashes you see in the opening credits with the, I can't really explain, but because of the Demon's Jumble had so many screen captures and also from the openings, I could have made the opening as real as possible or like the original. When I look back on my old channel, which are like videos from like 13 or 14 years ago, I'm like, dude.
Oh my gosh, there's a video of me doing powers. I practiced like at power editing with my sister back in the day, so we did telekinesis and freezing time. I have to send it to you. It's on there.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
It's called random power battle, sibling power battle thing or whatever it was. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
Okay.
But you can send it because it would be fun. And if you guys want to see it,
yeah,
message me and I will tell Kevin to upload it somewhere.
Yeah. It's still on YouTube. It's still there.
Oh, there are so many videos of me. I know. I mean, not me as a person, but videos I made. I recently added this week a new opening credit.
Oh, very exciting.
You have your phone with you, right?
I do.
I will send you the link to Messenger.
So okay,
you can watch it and you can all watch right. it while we're still recording.
Yes,
because people can hear the original theme song.
Oh yes. You know what was another big one was charmedfansite.com.
Oh yeah,
I actually love that one. That was the big for news. That was the big one for news.
That was a lot of news on that one.
Yeah. Oh, see, taking me back. And it's crazy, you know, we were super obsessed with it then and it never died. We're still going strong, making new outlets, making new things.
Do you have it?
I have it. It came through. Pretty cool. Oh, cute. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I love doing those. I mean, it's just.
I used to make, they're still on YouTube too. I used to make fan music videos. Mm. So taking the songs and just making a little charm. I would have like a scene, opening scene, then the music starts, and then I have like the whole video, and then I have like a closing scene. Those are there too.
I used to edit a lot on, God, what was that song? From Tattoo. All About Us. Do you know that song? That is perfect for Charmed videos.
What's that go? I know all the things you said. I don't know all about us.
Let me find it.
Okay. I probably heard it. Because I remember that. Oh, I had their album. Yeah, I know their album. All the things you said.
No, yeah, but this is how it starts. No, this is not how it starts. Oh, it was starting.
Oh. Good. About us. Yeah. Okay. That's I remember that song. Yeah,
such a great.
It's a very charmed song. It does sound very, yeah. very charmed. You know, it's got yeah. That's perfect.
There's nothing more to say than thank you, Kevin. For
oh, you're welcome. Thank
amazing
you.
Amazing episode. I had a lot of fun. I am pretty sure we will do another episode again.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I am convinced we will do another episode, and you can cool. catch me on his. Podcast, which all of you should really listen to. It's once again Words of Witches on all the platforms yeah. available.
Yeah, Words of the Witches, yes.
Words of the Witches. So I will thank you all for listening once again, and I will see you all next week or hear you all. Right.